This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli forces said Thursday they were encircling the house of top Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar as they advanced for the first time into the heart of the biggest city in the enclave's south. Reuters correspondent Diane To reports.
In a video message, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israeli forces had encircled the house of Hamas leader Yahya al-Sinwar in the city.
His house may not be his fortress and he can escape, but it's only a matter of time before we get him.
Meanwhile, the situation is getting increasingly difficult for civilians. Gaza's health ministry has said more than 16,000 have died in the war, while local medics said hospitals were overflowing with the dead and wounded. About 8 miles south of Khan Yunis, tens of thousands have been cramming into the city of Rafah on the border with Egypt after Israeli forces told them they would be safe there.
That was Reuters correspondent Diane To reporting. Separate investigations from Reuters, the French news agency AFP, Amnesty International, and Human Rights Watch found an Israeli tank crew deliberately targeted and killed Reuters journalist Issam Abdallah and wounded six others in Lebanon October 13th by firing two shells in quick succession while the journalists were filming cross-border shelling. The reports say the group of seven journalists from AFP, Al Jazeera, and Reuters were all wearing blue flak jackets and helmets, most with press written on white letters. Reuters editor-in-chief Alessandra Galloni Thursday issued a statement condemning the killing and demanding an explanation from Israel.
We condemn Issam's killing, and we call on Israel to explain how this could have happened and to hold to account those responsible for his death and for the wounding of our colleagues Thayer al-Sudani and Maher Nazeh.
An Israel spokesman denied that they target civilians. This is VOA News. Following meetings with Chinese officials in Beijing Thursday, European Union officials said the bloc and China need to make their trade and economic relationship more reciprocal and balanced. European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Charles Michel held a summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping and other Chinese leaders Thursday, focused on trade, but also including the conflict in Ukraine. At a news briefing in Beijing, Michel summarized the EU's goals.
We are here in China to promote our values, to protect our interests. We have made progress in areas of shared interest and will continue to engage with China based on transparency, predictability, reciprocity. Now it's time to speed up this progress and to make our relationship fairer and more reciprocal and to work together to tackle some of the world's most pressing challenges.
The EU leaders also wanted Beijing to use its influence on Russia to stop the war in Ukraine. A Texas judge Thursday issued a temporary restraining order allowing a woman with a complicated, likely non-viable pregnancy to get an abortion, granting an exception to the state's strict abortion ban. Lawyers for the plaintiff in the case say it's the first such exception made since the U.S. Supreme Court last year allowed states to ban abortion. Plaintiff Kate Cox and her husband filed a lawsuit Tuesday saying her fetus was diagnosed with a genetically abnormality that usually results in miscarriage or death soon after birth. Cox said she and her had two previous cesarean sections. She would need to have a third one if she continues the pregnancy, which would jeopardize her ability to have more children, which she and her husband want. In granting the restraining order, Judge Maya Guerra Campbell said there was irony in the fact a law ostensibly designed to protect pregnancies could have the opposite effect.
The idea that Ms. Cox wants desperately to be a parent and this law might actually cause her to lose that ability is shocking and would be a genuine miscarriage of justice.
Texas abortion ban includes an only narrow exception to save the mother's life. A lawyer for state officials argued at the hearing that Cox had not shown she qualified for that exception. After several years of frosty relations that ratcheted up tensions to alarming levels, longtime rivals Greece and Turkey made a significant step to mending ties during a visit to Athens by Turkey's president on Thursday. Ahead of his one-day visit, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan had promised a win-win approach would lay the foundation for broader cooperation. Erdogan and Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis spoke warmly after the meeting while the two nations held joint cabinet talks and were signing several agreements. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.